أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 113 of Surah Hud. In the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given one command and one prohibition. And here Allah Ta'ala gives the second prohibition. Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain steadfast. You and those who had made tawbah, those who accepted iman with you, وَلَا تَطْغَوْا, and do not be transgressive, do not transgress the limitations set down by Allah Ta'ala. Here Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, and do not incline towards those who are unjust, those who commit zulm, do not align yourselves to them, do not incline yourselves to them. With regards to the inclination, many of our ulama, the mufassireen, have given different interpretations, but it is all about befriending them, do not befriend them, do not admire them, do not follow their ways and their patterns. When we look at the Shariat in itself, other ayats of the Quran Sharif, zulm in itself is a wrong, it is a sin. The consequences of zulm comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oppression is many darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, a person may get away with it, but definitely on the day of Qiyamah, it is a form of many darknesses. And one interpretation of the many darknesses in the different stages of the day of Qiyamah, standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a person would not have deeds to present to Allah Rabbul Izzat on the Sirat, what we term as the Pul Sirat. There will be darkness when light is required. Even if a person has Iman, there is supposed to be that light of Iman, but however, that light of Iman will be overpowered by the darkness of zulm and the darkness of oppression. So that is the one aspect of our Shariat, that we are told, we are commanded not to have zulm and oppression within ourselves, in our deeds. And of course here in the ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, do not incline yourselves towards those who have zulm, those who have oppression. Keep away totally from them, keep clear from them. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that when we look at these two ayats, we will find that between two laws, two prohibitions, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept and compressed our deen. If we can abstain from transgression, transgressing the limitations of Allah Ta'ala, and if we can abstain from inclining ourselves towards those who make zulm, then our deen will be safe. Because if we don't align ourselves to them, then we will stay away from zulm itself. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, Allah Ta'ala says, then the fire of Jahannam will afflict you. You will be a victim of the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and you will not have besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala min awliya, any helper. There will be no one to come to your rescue on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ, then you will be not be assisted. There will be no one to help you from the darknesses of the day of Qiyamah and the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.